Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, round number 6, December 8th, 2020, the year of our Lord. These reports are brought to you by Hart Ranches, North Dakota, and Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. The 6th of 10 performances sees a grateful field of contestants happy to compete and introduce ladies breakaway roping to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. The 2020 PRCA ladies breakaway roping season champion is Navajo Cassie Bahi of Utah. She won money in 2 of the 4 rounds held today and is 4th in the aggregate. Cassie's sister Anna Bahi also finished in the top 15 in the season to qualify for the inaugural Wrangler National Finals Rodeo ladies breakaway roping. Anna won money in the 4th round and is 9th best on 4 head. The ladies battle it out again during a matinee at Globe Life Field December 9th and 10th for the $200,000 up for grabs in their event. Bareback riding, Wyoming's Cole Weiner won the round on Little Red Hawk of the Flying U Rodeo Company from California. They put together an 87-point ride. The battle is on in the bareback riding between Casey Field, 4-time champ of the world, and Tim O'Connell. Field ahead in the aggregate, O'Connell ahead in the world standings. A pair of 3-3 split the round in the steer wrestling, Stetson Jorgensen of Idaho and Jacob Elder of Iowa. Hexen, Matt Reeves is your leader for the world title. Team roping, Cherokee Brent Hall and Montana Chase Tryon were no time today. They are 11th and 12th in the world standings heading in healing. They've won $43,000 this week. Navajo Eric Rogers and Peyton Bray Texan broke out. They were 14-7 in round 6, yet they are 2nd in the aggregate. The winner of that is worth $67,269 at the end of the week. Rogers is in 8th place for the world in heading, and Bray is number 10 healing. California's Cody Snow and Brazil's Junior Nogueira won the round with a 3.9 second time team roping. Graves is the best healer in the world at this point. Luke Brown is the number one header from South Carolina. Rider Wright of Utah won his 3rd round of the week on a bucking horse called Billy, Hilo Pro Rodeo Company. They were a big 90.5 score in the saddle bronc riding. Cole Elshire, Cheyenne River Sioux, bucked off the first 5 head and was 79.5 points in the 6th. Ladies barrel racing, Oklahoma's Emily Miller Beisel won the round with a 17.01 second time. 2-time and defending champ of the world Texan Haley Kinzel leading the world standings in barrel racing. Defending world champ tie-down roper Haven Medjid of Montana won the round with a 6.8 second time. New Mexico's Shad Mayfield is your leader in the world standings for tie-down. The Bucking Bull Muley Madness of the Butler Rodeo Company in Oklahoma took Dustin Bouquet, a Louisiana cowboy, to an 89.5 point win. Colorado's Colton Fritzen is the only one that has ridden 5 out of 6, and Ty Wallace from Colorado takes over the lead standings in the world for the bull riding. The defending champion Stetson Wright riding Bronx and Bulls is 1st in the all-around standings. Montana's Haven Midget had this to say after winning the round in the tie-down roping.
You know, honestly, the first couple rounds didn't start off how we wanted it to, but to be able to get back here and win a round, you know, I told Joe Beaver before I rode in that I wanted to win the round tonight. Just trying to be here and defend your title is, you know, a blessing just to get to have an NFR, and thanks to everybody trying to help us keep it going.
Barrel racer Emily Miller Beisel.
You know, it's been a trying week. Dusty Tuckness came up to me and he goes, "Emily, God is good all the time." It settled me down to where tonight I knew I could go take care of business, and so I felt like tonight was a good opportunity for us.
These reports of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo exclusively for Native Voice One Radio Network are brought to you by Hart Ranches, North Dakota, and Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.